With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As cherry season draws closer, worries over getting the product to market continues to be a moving target. On the bright side, at least for now, Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says foreign markets show some sign of improvement.
The good news is we sell a lot of cherries to Korea, and Korea has actually, you know, flattened their curve with Corona really quickly and squashed this thing. I was on a conference call with some retailers in Korea last week, and they said, you know, produce sales are about back to 80% of normal, and they're doing demos again already, and people are getting out to restaurants, people are going to the stores. So in some of these countries, it looks like life may be resuming back to more of a normalcy, but we'll see.
Back at home in the retail market, Thurlby says the challenge is putting cherries front of mind.
One of the big things here in the domestic market, that's U.S. and Canada, is going to be for us to work with the retailers just to make sure cherries are on their merchandising advertising planner.
But Thurlby says in our high-tech world, the way advertising is done is changing too.
You know, something we've actually been working on the last 2 or 3 years because it's becoming much more of a utilized medium for picking up your food is by doing the online orders. So that's something new. And so we're incentivizing very heavily for retailers if they have an online ordering platform. We would like to see our cherries being advertised there. So it's a big push for us this year. It's a little bit different than we've done in the past.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this year's cherry crop and how it's looking so far. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.